7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, what are we doing? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And if it sounds a little different than usual, it's because I'm sitting up here in my dining room slash living room, which is hardwood floors and hard walls and no carpet, and so it's a little reverb-y up here. And so why am I up here? Well, because I got out my guitar, my new guitar. If you missed yesterday's show, all you really need to know is that I received a guitar as a gift that I was not expecting. It is a travel guitar, so it sounds a little funny. But that makes no never mind, because we can plug it into stuff and get all kinds of weird sounds out of it. So what are we doing? Let me set this down, and let's pick up the guitar. Yay! And here comes Pippa. Hi, Pippa! Pippa doesn't like the new guitar, but she loves the guitar strap. She didn't know what the guitar was. I had it sitting on the floor, and when she came down to check it out for the first time, she looked at it and she kind of spooked. Not quite as bad as cats who, you know, get surprised by cucumbers, but it was that same sort of reaction. This thing is so new that you can still smell the varnish or whatever was used to finish the wood. And here she is. She's smelling it again. But she's really, really interested in my guitar strap for whatever reason. Who knows? Oh, you're not going to like this, Pippa. What's Pippa not going to like? Well, we're going to plug it into the amp. And we're going to see what kind of music we can make. Actually, I already know what I want to do. We're going to play some more slide guitar today. Why? Because it's easy. It's so simple, anybody can do it, including me. The thing you need to know is that I have never had a guitar lesson in my life. Oh, many decades ago, I was able to play three chords on a guitar, which is all you need to know for pop music. But I sort of forgot them. I kind of remember two, but I don't remember how to do C. I remember G and D, but that's about it. But that doesn't matter today, because we have open-tuned the guitar to an E major chord, so you don't have to put your fingers anywhere. You can just strum the guitar, and it makes a beautiful-sounding chord. And about an hour ago, I spent, like 20 minutes looking for my glass slide. And I finally found it. I thought the cat hid it, because my cat loves my glass slide. She'll get up on the table that I use as a desk, and she'll find it. She'll knock it off the table. She'll get it on the floor, and then it'll end up underneath something eventually, and then I can never find it. I did, however, find it. The cat did not steal it. And so today we're going to be using a glass slide. If you remember from yesterday's show, I was basically playing the guitar in the style of a lap steel guitar, meaning that I was sitting down and I had the guitar across my lap and I was playing it sort of from on top with a steel slide. Well, actually, I don't know if it's steel necessarily. It was just a piece of conduit, a piece of electrical conduit, a scrap that I found that was about, 3.5 inches long, 5 or 6 centimeters long. I deburred it and I used it as a musical instrument, or at least something that can be used to play a musical instrument. Today, however, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm actually going to wear the guitar like somebody normally would, and we're going to be using the glass slide. So, let's do it. I've got the guitar plugged into my effects processor and an amp right here, so let's turn on the amp. Thump. And let's grab my slide here. I put it over here. Okay. And I guess this means we need to put on the guitar now. And if you're hearing thumpy sounds, it's... Yeah, that's just me rapping my knuckle up against the guitar. And that's the piezo element picking up the knocks. And you can hear this. That's my strap flopping around, being picked up by the piezoelectric element. You're going to hear some of these knocks and other bizarre sounds as I play because I am a terrible guitar player. I really hope MJT is not listening. He's going to go ballistic at how terrible this is. So let's do something. Putting on my guitar, getting my hair out of the way. I got my slide on my finger. Let's rock. All right, we've got a problem that I've noticed only just now. And that is, my glass slide is not big enough. It's not long enough. My glass slide isn't long enough to cover all six strings at once. So I guess we're just going to make this up as we go along. Maybe I'll just play five strings. But we're going to play some more blues, some 12-bar blues. But don't be surprised if I drop a beat or play an extra beat, because I'm terrible. And I'm just making this up as I go along. I haven't practiced or anything. We're just playing the blues. It's very simple. What am I doing? Oh yeah, the other thing is, I do not have the guitar plugged in directly to the mixing board and everything. You are just hearing the guitar coming out of the amp, passing through about 1 meter of airspace before it enters the microphone that I am speaking into right now. So let's just see how this goes, see how it sounds. Maybe I'll point the microphone closer to the amp. Let's see what happens. Well, that was pretty terrible. And that sounds really muddy and weird. But, you know, it still sounds like somebody playing slide guitar blues. It's very simple to do. All you need to do is put your slide up here on the 12th fret and play four bars. And then when you get done with four, slide down to the 5th fret and play two bars, and then go back up to 12. And then go to the 7th fret. Then the 5th. Back to 12. You don't have to play the 12th fret. The 12th fret is really an octave. So that's open. So you can play open too. See, I'm trying to be cool and do a sweet riff, a sweet blues lick. That's pretty terrible. Okay, that's better. And now we're feeding back and doing all kinds of weird crap. So, I think what we need to do here is figure out how to plug the guitar directly into the mixing board. Yeah, we got an amp out, so let's go. All right, let's plug this in. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, now we're direct. Except we're hearing it through the microphone as well. So if it sounds muddy and crappy, well, that's why. All right, where are we at here? I don't know how long I can keep this up. I'm starting to get hot, but that doesn't mean we're not going to keep going here with our little slide blues jam. But I do have my bathtub full of cold water in case anything happens, so I think what I'm going to do next here is to turn off the microphone I'm using and just record direct. So, no more mic. Thank you. Yay! Worst guitarist in the world. But what do you expect? You know, I've been doing this now for maybe a total of an hour and a half. I noodled around last night a little bit, playing without the slide. Let's take off the slide here. See if we can play some blues, some open tune blues. I'll try to make up some riffs. I'll try to play some of those hot blues licks. Yeah, I know they're terrible. Geez, if you want good blues music, listen to Harry Larry's show. This is How to Play the Blues show, kind of. I'm not really telling you anything, but if you want to learn how to do what I do, I can teach you. I can teach you in about, well, half an hour to do exactly what I'm doing now. You might think, oh, that's impossible. No, it's not. This is the most mindless, simple thing to do in the world. The blues formula is so simple, it's so easy, you'll figure it out in 2 minutes. You just need to spend a little of time trying to figure out how to strum a guitar properly. You know, how much attack you can really get into it. When people sit down with musical instruments, they're always really delicate with them, and you hear somebody plucking a guitar, it sounds like this. No, dude, lay into it. All right, so what am I doing? Oh yeah, blues without the slide. God, I gotta stop. I'm getting way too hot. I'm starting to break out. Cholinergic urticaria is not your best entertainment value. Now, I know that some of you are probably very happy that I stopped playing. Yes, I realized that was horrible. But, actually, it's pretty good for somebody who can't play guitar. And that's why I'm telling you that you could do this too. Oh, you don't know how to play guitar? It doesn't matter. You can do this. It's so simple. Oh, but Tobe, I don't know where to put my fingers. Well, that's the beauty of it. If you look at a regular guitar, a normal guitar in standard tuning, yeah, you have to know where to put your fingers to make a chord. But that is not needed
in open-tuned instruments, because open-tuning means that you have tuned the guitar to a chord already, so you don't have to put your fingers down. You can just strum the guitar and you get a chord, in this case, an E chord. Now, the best part of this is, if you want to make other chords, all you got to do is put your finger across all the strings behind any fret, and that will be a chord. Or you don't have to use your finger. You can use a slide. The best part of using a slide is you don't have to press it down. You do not have to press the slide so it presses the strings against the frets. The slide acts as a fret, a sliding fret, that you can just move up and down on the strings. You just slide it up and down the strings. You don't have to push it down onto the fretboard. And boom, you're done. And the blues is only three chords. You only heard me playing three chords. So you only have to know three places to put that slide. Well, technically two, because, you know, you can use the open strings. Brown as one of your chords. And it's just playing that pattern. That pattern you heard me do, it's very simple. It's very simple. So you have no excuse for not learning how to play the blues on a guitar, especially slide guitar. Oh, but Tobe, I don't have a guitar and blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I don't give a damn. You don't need a guitar. You just need something with strings on it. It could be anything, a guitar. It could be a bass. It could be a zouk. It could be a mandolin. It could be a violin. Well, not really a violin because it's arched too much. But. And the thing about it is, you can just make something. Oh, but Tobe, I don't have a wood shop and I'm not skilled. It doesn't matter. God damn it. Build yourself a cigar box guitar. Yes, that is a thing. Go to the internet. Type in cigar box guitar. You will find many websites that will not only tell you how to build one with simple tools. I mean, you don't need any kind of tools at all, really. And even if you do find yourself requiring a tool, go find your friend who has a tool. Jeez, don't be an idiot. Building cigar box guitars is extremely simple, and it's relatively cheap. If you don't want to work wood and you don't know how to make the neck, you can just buy a cigar box guitar neck. I have purchased them before. They don't cost much more than about $20. And if you can't find a cigar box, I can send one to you. You don't have to use a cigar box. You can use any wooden box or a metal can. I have made canjos. It's like a banjo made out of a cookie tin. Get a cookie tin. Get the biggest metal cookie tin you can find and put a goddamn guitar neck on it. Oh, but I don't know where to get guitar strings. Oh, shut up. Shut up. You can get guitar strings anywhere. You can order them online. You can find a local store. Hell, I will even mail you some if it comes down to that. Well, I don't know where to get it. You have no goddamn excuse. You can use anything for a slide. Just go find a piece of conduit. You can go to a guitar shop. Ask for a glass slide. In fact, that's what you should do. You should go to some kind of music store / guitar store and walk in there and buy one, some guitar picks. But I don't know what kind to buy. Right, get one of every kind, and then see what you like, then buy more. You can get all kinds of great stuff in guitar shops. You can get the little tuning heads that you need, and they don't cost very much. $15 will buy you more than you need. Or if you can't get any, I'll send you some. I got so many in the goddamn basement, I don't even know what to do with them. I just have piles of them. Because, well, you know, I know luthiers, and sometimes I need to build stuff. Also, there's a website called Stuart McDonald, I think is what it's called. Stu Mac, we refer to it. And I think that's the website, www.stewmac.com. You can buy all kinds of stuff. They have, this is the place for real luthiers. This is where luthiers buy all their stuff. And you don't even need that good of stuff. Just go to a goddamn cigar box guitar website. It doesn't matter which one. They will tell you how to build it. They will tell you how to play it. They will tell you everything I am already telling you. And it, yes, it is just that simple.
I can teach a child to do this. I can teach a 5-year-old child to play slide blues. And I have done it in the past. I can teach you just by emailing you. So if you want any more information about this, go ahead and email me. I am Tobe. You can reach me at tobe@sdf.org. Duh. And I will point you in the right direction. I will answer any questions you have. The most important thing here that you need to take away from all of this is that you need to play a musical instrument. The reason that you suck, in case you were wondering, if you woke up this morning going, God, why do I suck? It's because you don't play a musical instrument. So if anything I have played today sounds like, oh, maybe I could do that. Yes, you can do it. Build yourself a cigar box guitar. Oh, and here's Pippa. Hi, baby. You want to do some kitty stuff? Yep, she's rubbing up against me, so it's time to do some kitty blanky business. I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Kitty time, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.